No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night. Talk to an old friend, right or wrong. I had to hear your voice again. Unwritten law, protocol says to leave the past alone. I just wanted you to know, sometimes driving home at night, I let your memory take control. And you're sitting by my side. I turned up the radio, cruise down old Route 59. Girl, it's solid gold. Well, I'll let you go. I just wanted you to know. Through the vine, heard your life has turned out well. As for mine, you know it's really hard to tell. 'Cause now and then, what might have been interferes with what might be. And I just wanted you to know, sometimes driving home at night, I let your memory take control. You're sitting by my side. I turn up the radio and cruise down old Route 59. Girl, it's solid gold. Well, I'll let you go. I just wanted you to know. Please don't cry, I'll say goodbye, and I won't call you anymore. But I just wanted you to know, sometimes driving home at night, I let your memory take control. And you're sitting by my side. I turn up the radio, cruise down old Route 59. Girl, it's solid gold. Well, I'll let you go. I just wanted you to know.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Among those who worked on public service projects with former President Jimmy Carter, remembering him at his death, Brandon Price in Fayetteville, North Carolina, with Habitat for Humanity.
President Jimmy Carter rolled up his sleeves and came out to build sites, to help build homes for families, and to do things to help people who he may never meet and that could never do anything for him.
Investigators in South Korea have recovered the partially damaged cockpit voice and data recorders from the deadly explosive jetliner crash Sunday. A federal appeals court today upheld a jury's finding in a civil case that Donald Trump sexually abused a columnist in an upscale department store dressing room in the mid-1990s, and upheld the $5 million award that he's ordered to pay her. Mr. Trump's spokesman says they'll appeal. A Canadian man arrested at Miami Airport Saturday is accused of randomly attacking people. This is ABC News. Two people charged with supplying drugs to former One Direction singer Liam Payne before his death in Argentina will be jailed ahead of their trial. The 31-year-old died in October after falling from his third-floor hotel room in Buenos Aires. Five people are facing charges linked to his death. A trial date for all five will be set in January. A new twist in the Menendez brothers' resentencing attempt as a family representing 2 dozen family members appealing for their release files to move the case.
Attorney Brian Friedman, who represents 24 family members of Kitty and Jose Menendez, plans to file a petition to transfer their case from the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office to the California Attorney General. Friedman claims the California Attorney General, Rob Bonta, would likely be more supportive of their release if the case is transferred.
ABC Stephanie Ramos in Louisiana. Crew of a tugboat was rescued when their vessel sank in the Mississippi River. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey, you've definitely had a busy month, finding gifts, sending cards, hosting family. Well, now it's time to treat yourself at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Come and find great deals on something just for you, like 25% off New Year's Party Lux from DKNY, Adriana Papel, and more. So enjoy the week and get yourself the gifts you really wanted before these limited time deals are over at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Again Fling's. Try Again Fling's with OxyBoost and Febreze.
Now, this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. Flags will fly at half-staff in Wisconsin in honor of former President Jimmy Carter. The 39th president died aged 100 following a post-presidency marked by decades of humanitarian work. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, in accordance with federal law following the death of a former president, has ordered the U.S. and Wisconsin state flags to be flown at half-staff through sunset, January 28th. A Madison pastor says one of the children injured in a school shooting earlier this month is recovering. Lighthouse